You guys like science experiments? Any scientists in here? No? Should I skip this one?
No.
Just do it. Thank you, brother. A little science here. A little chemistry. Y'all homeschoolers, I'm counting on you to say, oh yeah, I knew that. How many people know what the word titration means? Titration. Larry, check it out. Man, I should have known, my brother Larry. You, oh, okay, medical, okay, yeah. What's titration mean?
It's, you know, it comes above.
That's knocking on the door, yep.
The more you get, the more
it will become a
certain level. You start with a certain amount,
and then you
keep giving that certain amount until it's titrated.
Cool. Wow. All right, y'all. Remember that, because you're going to get quizzed at the end of the sermon. Titration. Let me tell you what Mike Bickle says about titration. Mike Bickle is a revivalist out in Kansas City. And there's a diagram of it there. And this is how they do it in a lab. Okay, you got basically two liquids. This is what he says. Many people report receiving more after soaking in the presence of God in renewal settings without having initially any outward manifestations. So you got these people that, you know, they get together to pray and they just soak in the presence of God, man. They just sit there with some good worship music on and they just like, Lord, I love you. Here I am. I'm just going to soak you in, man. And they're in the presence of God. They spend time. This is what Michael Bickle says. He says, there is a chemistry experiment called titration. In this experiment, there's two clear solutions in separate test tubes. Don't laugh, Aaron. I failed math in high school. I know that's like first grade, but two clear solutions in separate test tubes. Drop by drop, one solution is mingled with the other. And there is no chemical reaction until the one solution becomes supersaturated with the other. The final drop that accomplishes this causes a dynamic chemical reaction that is strikingly visible. Some people sit before God in prayer rooms and in renewal meetings for hours with no apparent spiritual reaction taking place. Then, and I love this word. What is it, Roy? It starts with an S. Suddenly. It's one of Roy's favorites too, man. I mean, then, suddenly, they have a power encounter with the Holy Spirit that radically impacts them. In retrospect, they come to believe that a spiritual titration was going on through the many hours of waiting on God, through soaking in the invisible and hidden ministry of the Holy Spirit. So you may not see something right away. You may not, you know, in the first 5 minutes of putting on some soaking music and getting God's presence, you might not necessarily fall out on the floor and start speaking in tongues and having, you know, miraculous manifestation. Nothing may happen. You might soak for an hour or two and just go away feeling like relaxed and like, wow, okay, yeah, that was nice. But in the spirit, in the invisible realm, God is doing miraculous things. You are being built up as you simply spend time in the presence of God. As we pray, we have groups that meet to pray for revival. We pray on Monday nights. We pray on Wednesday afternoons. Once a month on Thursdays, the local pastors come in here and pray for revival. They just did it this past Thursday. And we're just a handful of folks, a couple of dudes and a couple of ladies that just come down because we're hungry for God. And we're starting to see the rain come. We're starting to see the clouds gather. It's starting to get a little wet. You know, you'd be walking around, all of a sudden you walk into church and you feel that drop on your shoulder and you think, oh man, it's starting to rain. And it's happening mostly invisible right now, but one day there's going to be a suddenly. We're going to be sitting around in here not expecting anything different, and suddenly Revival is going to explode because that's how God works. Because the harvest time will have come. He's going to put in the sickle and we are going to reap a harvest beyond imagination. I love when God does that. I love. Sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray for something, for more of whatever it is you want from God, and nothing seems to happen. And you wonder if anybody's at home. You feel like peeking in the window of heaven. God, are you there? I mean, did you go out somewhere? Should I just like put a note on the door or something? But you just continue faithfully to prayer, and all of a sudden, one day, suddenly, everything is different. Oh, I love it when God does that. All of a sudden you find yourself looking back and saying, remember when? And now it's so different. I can't even believe where we used to be. And now look what God has done. Praise God. Galatians 6 verse 8. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. More comes through hearing and more often comes through the invisible. Last thing, and I'll make this really short, more often comes from small beginnings. Starting at verse 30, then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It's like a mustard seed, which when it's sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Praise God. Small beginnings. I was just talking about that. Jesus started, when the kingdom of God came to earth, God started with one man, Jesus Christ. He called together 12 more. They worked really hard for 3 years, and by the day of Pentecost, they had 120. Big what? And suddenly, a couple hours later, there were 3,000. The church, the kingdom of God, went from 120 people to 3,000 in one shot and exploded from there. They literally turned the world upside down. We got a couple folks praying in here. I love that, man. Because that's how God does stuff. We got small beginnings, man, but God's going to use that. And there's going to come a suddenly one day, and we're going to look around and say, man, remember when? Remember when we could fit in John's office and pray? Remember when we could fit in that building over on Old Wharf Lane? Remember that old building we used to have there, that thing? And we get 120 people in there. We had to bring in more chairs from the other room. Remember when? Praise God. So all of that to say this, man. God is not Mr. Bumble and we're not Oliver. God loves to give more. He wants us to ask for more. He wants us to seek, to knock, and to ask for more. And He's already promised that He's going to give us what?
More.
He says, him who hears, more will be given. To him who has, more will be given. Even if it comes invisibly, even if it comes from small beginnings. You guys have been very patient. I appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and have some prayer time. You can hang out here with us and pray and minister or get ministered to or get prayed for if you want. You're welcome to go out in the fellowship hall because we have some food out there. But we're going to have some ministry time. If one of you guys could put on some good anointed music. We're just going to bring heaven down on earth, man. We're just going to call on the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. Thank you for your awesome power. Thank you for meeting us here in this place. God, we pray that you would just come right now with your power and your might and do great and mighty things in our midst, Lord. We pray that You would show us Your glory, that You would meet our needs, God, that You would fill us to overflowing. And we just want to say, God, right now we love You so much and we thank You for who You are and what You do. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen.